And for Hyundai Monday, one of Carlton's very best, Dale Thomas has joined us down here at Cranny. Nice to have you in, Dale. I know you've had a busy day.
Yeah, it has been, guys, but thanks for having me.
Hey, before we get going, how about the Carlton's 150th night? I reckon it would have been an absolute beauty.
Yeah, no, it was. It was one we've obviously had been in planning for a fair while, and it was fantastic to see a lot of the old players through the club throughout the week, and then get a chance to celebrate kind of their night, and a night that reflected probably more on them than it did the current day players, and a nice relaxed environment was really nice.
It was interesting. I thought it was a good reminder of just how many superstars the Blues have had in the modern era, because I think of the top five, Nichols, Kernahan, Dool, Silvani, I'm
Diesel.
Missing one, Diesel. But they announced a top 12, and of that 12, I think only two hadn't started their careers after 1967. So it's been a massive modern era for the Blues.
Cooter didn't get in the top five? No,
didn't get in the top 12, I don't think.
Cooter didn't get in the top 12?
Well, that's the thing about Carlton. They've had, as well as having won more flags than anyone, equal with Essendon, they've produced some of the best individual stars the game's seen.
Dale, you've come from a huge club in Collingwood to another big club in Carlton. Tell us, because very few players have done that. Tell us the similarities and I guess some of the differences as well between the two power clubs.
It's probably more similarities than anything, really. As you said, massive clubs, massive fan bases, and nights like that, they both do tremendously well. So there's not too many differences. They're both into winning.
But what about when you left Collingwood? Because they're huge, because they are the biggest club. When you left there, to go to another club is one thing, but then to go to the arch enemy in Carlton, that must have been a very hard decision.
Yeah, it was. Look, there's no doubt about that. But once you make a decision, you try and make the best of it, and that's what I'm doing at the minute. But as I've said all along, I had a great time at Collingwood along the way, and it was what it was at the end. So, hopefully, going forward, we can start winning some games as a footy club. I can start producing some good footy, and we go from there.
What about having seen the rivalry from both points of view? Do you think Carlton makes a bigger deal of playing Collingwood, or Collingwood makes a bigger deal of playing Carlton?
Oh, dear. The fans are probably both as passionate as one another. I've had a number of people, obviously, get stuck into me for leaving. One of them's on the bench here, which is nice. a lot of people thank me for coming over, and that's usually all starts with, I used to hate you. So I've got to see both sides of it, but I'll have to call it a draw just out of fairness.
Which president? Because we know Sticks loves burning Collingwood, but we know Ed loves burning Carlton.
Yeah, it's probably a much as again. Sticks follows it down with a few crownies, and Eddie's probably more into the Grange. So,
hey, reluctantly, I reckon all Collingwood supporters understand that Mick Malthouse is probably the right man to be at Carlton at the right time. And we know the Blues have been down for a long time. You would have seen, the Mick's philosophies coming through when you started at Collingwood and to build, and now you're probably seeing, are there similarities there? And he's the right man, isn't he?
He certainly is. The way he coaches is not only fantastic for a group of any sort, but especially for us who is developing some young players as well. It's a really simple message, and one that, it's not about being best on ground every week. It's about playing your role for the team, and hopefully the results come. And, I think the last 2 weeks especially, we've seen a change in probably the mindset of players to trying to adhere to that. We haven't quite got across the line, but I think most people who've watched it would attest to the fact that it's looked a lot better from previous weeks.
And have you found his role as a teacher? I mean, are you teaching the guys? I mean, have you taken that on?
Look, I think all older blokes at footy clubs is, anyone who's been at a footy club knows that once you've played a few games and you become a senior player, if you will, you have a bit of a duty to teach and pass on whatever knowledge you have. So coming in from a different club, I get to see things, how they work and how the group operates, and try and take the good that I've learnt at my previous club in here and try and make a difference.
Dozy, you got a reprimand here. You got 80 points reduced down to 60. Were you surprised? Did you?
Was he surprised? Tell the story.
Tell us what happened when you arrived here.
I heard you say it, and I wasn't sure if you were having a lend of me. But now there you go.
So you didn't have a clue that this had come out today, and that you were one of the headlines in the statement from the match review panel.
I knew I gave a free kick away on the night, but I thought that's probably where it stopped, and I thought I was stiff to give away a free
kick. How many
kick,
carryover just, points just has he got? He's got 60 well, carryover points.
Hey, just as well you didn't get rubbed out. You would have turned up on match day and
There you go. So, no, there you go.
60 carryover points?
Yep.
For a free kick?
I'm not a thug, so 60k over points isn't really an issue. I just might be tackling that every
game. How many times have you been reported?
I've been rubbed out twice.
Okay, so yeah, so you got no good behaviour, obviously.
I haven't played for 2.5 years though, so I think most of that's why.
Can happen to anyone now, can't it? You don't have to be a thug like you were, Rocks.
No, I got reported once in my career, and it was my last game.
Really?
Times were a little bit different back then.
Hey, tell us about your body, Days. We understand the ankle, but we've heard little bits and pieces, shoulder, back. I mean, how are you actually progressing in 2014?
Yeah, I'm getting there. Obviously the ankle's pretty well documented of what that was like at the start. And, I was just wrapped to be out there playing footy at the start. I didn't probably think the criticism of how I was going would come so quickly. Probably naively thought that people would give me a chance to ease into it a couple of weeks.
Not Collingwood supporters.
Yeah, no, well, that was never going to happen, really, was it, looking back? So, but, after not playing enough footy, really, in a year or so, and then coming in, it was the body, when you are playing constant footy, gets used to taking those knocks and, rolling in week in, week out. And
had footy changed much in that 12 months that you missed?
I think, probably it had. The speed of it, it's forever getting faster, and blokes
really?
Who miss a chunk of it, it's phenomenal. And you can't do enough training anymore just to prepare yourself. It's only matches that get you the real hard match fitness that you need, and the blokes are stronger, the ball goes faster, and you get hit harder. So that was probably the thing that took the longest. The ankle for the first 5 weeks was probably the best part of me, and the rest of me was struggling to stay together. But each week I get out there, each week I pull up a bit better, and I can train a bit harder during the week, and hopefully my best isn't too far away.
I wanted to ask you whether Mick has changed at all, not in his attitude or approach, but in the game plan, because I reckon the last 2 weeks, you guys have looked a lot more attacking, I think, and there's been seems to have been a bigger emphasis on quick ball movement. Do you think Carlton right at this second is playing a more attacking, sort of positive sort of game than previous to that, or even at Collingwood?
You can say it. I'm not Mick. Are you trying to say we're going through the corridor more, not going around the boundaries?
Oh, not just that, but I think there's a bit of that, yeah.
I think, as I said before,
sensitive area, obviously.
No, probably more so for Mick than me. but I think, as I said, the intensity and the intent that we've brought to games has allowed us to win the ball more often, and the way we've coughed it up, if we have coughed it up going forward, we've been in better positions to defend. So I think in the first couple of weeks, we turned it over pretty cheaply, and you spend half the game chasing tail, and then other teams just cut you up with how good they are. So for us at the minute, we then can turn the ball over, and then opportunities arise going forward. So there hasn't been a direct shift to say, let's plug it through the corridor more or anything like that. I think the way we've turned it over and the pressure we've brought has allowed us to probably look a bit more daring on offence.
What about when you arrived at Carlton, your thoughts of Chris Judd and then training with him and then seeing him come and play? Do you have a different understanding of the man Chris Judd than what you did when you were playing at Collingwood?
Well, I didn't have a great knowledge of Juddy apart from watching him from an outsider. So, dual Brownlow medalist, premiership player, captain at 20-odd.
Yep.
Pretty much everything I thought and expected was certainly met up to, if not surpassed. So, obviously, seeing him come back from the Achilles and then the hammy.
Is he a good preparer? Does he train his tail off?
He's certainly smart in the way he trains. Lots of Pilates and lots of time with the physios in the rehab room. So, you see him on Friday night, misses a chunk of footy, comes out straight back in the guts, and was probably one of our best on the ground. So, there's no secret to why blokes are able to do that.
Did you have a feeling he was going to play like that? He seemed to be making a statement, because the last comeback was a bit ill-fated and people started suggesting time's up. This was as if to say, I'm not done with yet.
I think, he was playing pretty well in the minute and a half he played the last day. He had three or four touches. And
how much grief did he cop because of that?
There was a little bit from the boys. That's the best thing about footy clubs. No one's missed. There wasn't a sense from the boys. We expected him to go out there and just chip away. We didn't expect him to be best on ground. And fortunately for us, he hit his straps really quickly. But he's no different to the rest of the boys in the fact that if we believe that, him and 21 other blokes can play their role on any given day, we can have the game plan and the structure to beat any side.
Daisy, footy has changed a lot away from footy, and I'm talking about the social side of football with social media and so forth. As a player now, and you're high profile because of the clubs you've been at and because of your star quality, do you read the paper? Do you listen? Do you read blog sites? Do you go on to Big Footy? How much do you absorb?
My I don't watch a great deal of the footy shows because there are so many of them. You know, I jump on Twitter every now and then, have a laugh at what someone's written into me because I do cop a fair bit, believe it or not.
Does any of it hurt?
Nah. Right? If you're reading that sort of stuff and it's hurting, I don't think that's...
You don't tweet that much. I follow you, but that's probably one thing that's happened.
Saved you. Yeah.
Have you ever watched the footy show and said, hey, you know what, that makes sense, what these guys are talking about? Is there anything, you know, you hear players say, oh, I'll look from time to time. Is there anything ever...
I can't get a word in, Mark.
The only time I really watch the footy show, the actual footy show, is when Great Dane Swan's on it, because he's a barrel of laughs, and so left field, it's not really that funny. but look, every now and then, you know, you chuck on the 360 or whatnot, and it's interesting to see a commentator's or an expert's view of the game compared to probably what's actually happening on the game. So,
For everyone at home, when he said expert there, he had the quote marks going in this.
We don't have to shy away from that.
an expert on the outside looking in.
What about radio? Do you listen in? Do you? And the reason I ask, I just want to know from a player's perspective now, is it too much or is it so different behind closed doors now, you've got to keep everything private, that what we are talking about is a fair way off the mark?
It's yes and no, I guess. You know, some players like it, some players don't. Some of the stuff that's said is completely accurate, and some of it's just, you know, when you're talking for two and a half hours of a game, you've got to say something at some point in time, and some of that comes out as rubbish. So, you know, I don't pay a great deal of attention to it.
Who's someone who's a student of the game that actually loves to read, listen, watch, immerse themselves right in there?
Probably for Luke Ball, you know, would happily read a paper and interested in the articles, and yeah, he's obviously a lot smarter than me, so maybe that's why. Maybe I should start reading.
What do you
paper.
Mean, obviously?
Well, yeah, he went to Xavier and got 99, and I went to Drawn and got 33 score, so you don't have to go much further than that. But you know, every player's different. You know? Like some blokes enjoy going out, and, you know, having a beer. Some blokes enjoy sitting at home watching the footy. So, that's the great thing about our game. It brings lots of different people together, not just at footy clubs, but coming along to the game and watch it as well.
Carlton supporters call in. They listen. They've all turned up here at Cranbourne Hyundai, and they'd love to see the Blues contending again in September. I mean, what's next? What has to start the fire at the club just to push that little bit further and start winning in September?
Well, look, you know, for us at the minute, it's the old adage of 1 week at a time, because, you know, the first few weeks were far too inconsistent in the effort and the intent that I speak about. So for us, it's as simple as making sure that each week you go out there, that is the bare minimum required of probably what we've surfed up the last couple of weeks. And if we can improve on that, well, we're certainly not too far away. You know, Geelong and Hawthorn are quality opposition in their own right, and we've run them to a few kicks within a couple of weeks. You know, the week before against Brisbane, we probably didn't put out our best effort, but you know, you can't dwell on these things for too long. All we can worry about is how we rock up this Sunday against GWS, and hopefully if we do bring that, you know, how we've been going, we can get a win.
Do you think one big positive this year has been we've actually seen some young kids emerge? I mean, Menzel's played some pretty good footy. Casbolt really looked good on Friday night. Buckley's looked good. And Nick Graham, who I thought we would have seen a bit more of, but even he got an opportunity. So it is coming through.
Yeah, it certainly is, and, you know, those blokes have been knocking down the door in the VFL. So, you know, chucking Patrick Cripps, who missed with injury, Tom Ball, who was in there at the start too. There's a lot of big-bodied kids coming through these days, and, you know, as bad as is not winning games, that's the exciting side of it when you can see that.
Mm. What, last one, Levi. Is there any Travis Cloak in Levi Casbolt from what you've seen?
Yeah, there's a fair bit. I think you kicked none three the first week.
you led with a chin there, right?
Yeah, look, I think the way, certainly probably the best game he played in his short career so far the other night, and there was a couple of times when he crashed packs and you're sitting there waiting for the crumb and you just see these big jukes appear. Don't want to put too much pressure on him because hopefully he can keep doing it.
But there are some similarities.
There certainly are. You know, he's the big body, you know, the big man, the presence in the forward line, if you will, and the way he was clunking and was really good to watch.
Daisy, thanks so much. We know you've had a busy day. You've been in the schools, you've been looking after kids, and you've managed to come all the way down the Cranbourne Hyundai to say hello. How about a big round of applause for Daisy Thomas, folks?
Well done, Daisy.
Good on you, Daisy. Thanks very much, mate. We really appreciate it. Enjoy your trip home.